The Glass Game. One of my personal favorites. It's always exciting watching them work out which panel to step on. Seeing an over-eager player try to run across as many as possible, waiting to see which one will die next. The glass bridge is always a crowd pleaser. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like any of the players are actually playing the game. They're just fighting one another. The pressure is definitely getting to them now. They are so close to finishing the game, but they won't get anywhere if they don't stop arguing. At some point, one of the higher-ups will get impatient and get us to motivate them. Their chances of survival are dropping by the second. If Puppy doesn't survive this, I guess I'll be switching to whoever looks the most delicious after this game is over. But damn, I'll be missing them though. I do want them to win. They're by far the cutest player. And why not have them over for another game in the future? That would be even more delightful. Or have them join the team. It would be fun to play in one of the back rooms. I love a man in uniform. And though I'll have to go through the process of training someone else, what a pain. Looks like Puppy's trying to figure out which glass to step on while the others just fight. That's it, Puppy. Just ignore them and focus on the game. I already let them know which glass panels were tempered. Let's just hope he can remember and no one knocks him off. Never like that one anyway. I don't like the way he looks at you, Puppy. That's it, little pup. Just ignore them and focus on surviving and getting back to your true master. Soon, I'm gonna have to chat with the game master. You know what? I'm gonna see him as soon as this game is over. Nice. Well? Well done, Puppy. You survived. Now get out of there before the bridge explodes. I wouldn't want anything happening to that cute face. Now for the Game Master. I think a long overdue chat is in order. I guess you know why I'm here.
You know, I was quite curious after I had a taste of him. I wonder who his master was. Which lucky guard it was who got to enjoy him on a regular basis. It didn't take too much digging to find out which one it was. Especially considering there are so many guards now without playthings. You chose well. I'll give you that. You're lucky you got to him first, or I would have been tempted to have him as my personal plaything. He was very good for me. It's a pity. Such a pity. When I finally found out who he belonged to, I can't say I was surprised. You always had an eye for pretty things. And let's face it, who can blame you? Who could resist? I did wonder how long it would take for you to come visit me after I played with him. Seeing him in such a state, and it wasn't even you who caused it. It must have brought up some feelings. I knew at some point one of you would step out of line. It was bound to happen eventually. But for some reason, I always knew it would be you. And my instincts are always correct. I thought maybe I was giving the guards too much freedom. But I see now that the problem is you. If I ever see you step out of line one more time, I'll throw you in to join the other players, and we will see how much you care for your puppy when you have to be pit against him in the games. Get him out of my sight.
Come in. Well, don't you look nice? I see you found the guard uniform I left for you. Of course I can tell it's you. Even under a mask and those clothes, I can tell it's you. I've gotten to know the shape of your body very well, and I know how you move. You did a great job today. You remained calm while everyone else was fighting each other. Did you remember which panels were which easily? Good, that's good. How does it feel to be a part of the top 10 players? Surreal. I can understand that. You're going to be able to receive a gift soon. Something from the outside. Don't get too excited. There are rules. No people, and no phones. There's no way to escape by using the gift like that. The higher-ups thought of everything. But while you think of what you want, how about I get what I want? Come here. You look very cute in this uniform. But let's take this mask off so I can see your pretty face. There's my good boy. Will you ever see me with my mask off? Maybe later down the line. We'll see. What did I do today? Well, aren't you being a considerate puppy? Besides watching over the glass bridge game? Nothing. Did I get to have my smoke break yet? Yeah, I did. Why? I seem a little tense. Oh, well, is my sweet baby worried about me? I can think of a few ways you can help me relax after such a long day. Are you wearing anything underneath the uniform? No. You always know how to please. I don't think I've had the pleasure of taking you on my bed yet. Though we sure as hell have a lot of fun in all sorts of locations. Remember when I took you in that hallway for hours? You quickly became acquainted with my cock. And the way my cum dripped out of you when I left you there on the floor. That image has been forever buried in my memory. Why don't we try something new? Why don't we test out how sturdy my bed is? I haven't taken you on a bed before. But before we do it, ask me to fuck you. Say, Daddy, please fuck me in your bed. Say, please make me come. You're such a good boy. Let me help you out of that uniform. So, this is how it's gonna go. I'm gonna lay down on the bed, and you're gonna suck my cock. And then I want you to ride me. I want you to ride me real fucking hard. I want to watch that juicy ass bounce on daddy's cock. Do you think you can do that for me? Good fucking boy. Crawl up the bed and show me a good time. That's my good boy. I've thought about having you on my bed the first moment I laid eyes on you. You were so innocent the first day here. Having your picture taken, you smiled like a pretty little thing. You impressed me. Especially your tongue. On the first game, you shook off the shock quickly. Basic survival instinct kicked in and you became a fan favorite quickly. You look so pretty with my cock in your mouth. Suck it nice and slow, puppy. Get it soaking wet for your ass. Soon you'll be riding me hard. So enjoy this while you can. Watching my cock slip between those wet lips. It's such a huge turn on. Now lick it up and down. Make sure you get it all wet. Good boy. Okay. Now come up here and position yourself on top of me. Lean down and kiss me. Such a good boy. Now slide down my cock and give me the ride of my life. You know how to do it. Fuck yes. That's it. My puppy has become such a pro at riding fat cock, haven't you? Your cute hole can swallow my cock easily now. My good sluts. You'll always be my good boy, right? You sound so sweet. Barely able to talk. The sounds you're making are so slutty, puppy. Does my baby need something to bite down on? Or maybe you want the other guards to hear you. You want them to know how well you take my cock, huh? How much you worship your daddy? You're gonna drain my cock of all my cum tonight, puppy. Your cute ass won't leave my lap until you're trembling, begging me for a break. And I'm surely indecisive if I'll let you even rest or not. But you have to satisfy me first. You're tightening. My puppy is so always weak for a good pounding. Even though you're getting so close, I can feel that pressure. Oh, it's so intense, isn't it? No, you won't gonna slow down. You'll be a good puppy and keep riding my cock like a starved slut. Yeah, that's you begging me to come. And show me. Plead to me while you come. Be my good boy and give me a show. You sexy fucking bitch. Fuck. Oh, yeah, come. Oh, fuck. Don't slow down. Keep going. Beg me. Beg me to come inside you. I want to hear those pretty fucking words. Come on. That's my baby. Good fucking puppy. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know how to ride a fat cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I really fucking filled you up, didn't I? Fuck. I haven't come this hard since our first time. Lay on my chest and catch your breath. Keep that cock inside of you. I'm gonna give you a little bit of rest. And then I can break out the toy box. And we can see how well we can stretch out that hole of yours.